Dan Archer has bought Jack's small holding in Ambridge. Yesterday, Peggy and the children packed up the house and went to make a new home with Jack on their Cornish farm. Jane Maxwell, who left Fairbrothers on Friday, is also due to leave Ambridge today. It's been arranged that after she's collected her baggage from Mrs. Perkins' house, she'll give the key to Phil. Phil is examining Fairbrothers' poultry this morning when Grace approaches him and reminds him of her earlier statement that she wanted to do some work.
Phil?
Yeah?
You remember what I said when you first brought me home in the car from London?
What, about taking over Jane's job, you mean?
Yes. Couldn't I?
You'd probably be quite a big help if you really want to do the job.
I do, Phil, honestly.
Well, have you told your father? What does he say about it?
He didn't seem particularly worried. So here I am reporting for duty.
What, dressed like that?
What's wrong?
Nothing. You look marvellous. The slacks are smashing and the sweater's just a job, but they're far too good for working clothes.
Well, I thought they looked rather nice.
Oh, they do. I'd like to have you about the place permanently like that, but if you're going to work, well, you'd need a new outfit every week.
Well, I wasn't proposing to start this morning.
Oh.
I merely wanted to be formally introduced to the poultry.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can have me in dungarees and leather jerkin if you like.
Fair enough. Well, look, I've just been forking over this litter here. I'll explain all about it in due course. But the chief thing is that it means less work in cleaning, watering and feeding.
Oh, yes.
And I'm also culling a few of these birds. You can do it if you like, Grace. You're very good at wringing necks.
Heavens, no.
Oh, I'll have to do it myself then.
Why do you wring their necks?
To kill them, sweetie.
No, you amaze me. Now, that's what I call a most instructive answer.
Oh, I get you. You mean, why do I kill them?
Yes.
Well, you see, their laying days are ended. And I can't afford to keep them once they're like that. They take good grub and they show nothing for it. You don't just feed them for the pleasure of having them around a place, you know.
Gosh, lucky for us, the human race isn't governed by the same rules.
Eh?
Just think of it. Instead of retiring and spending your last few years in idleness, you just trot along to the local neckwringer to finish you off because you're not earning your keep.
An awful thought.
Oh, by the way, Phil.
Yeah?
Daddy asked me particularly to tell you to pick up Jane at the Bull at 11.
11?
Yes, he wants you to run her and her baggage over to Hollerton Junction.
Oh, yes, yes. All right, Grace.
He phoned her up this morning and told her he'd arranged to have her picked up.
Oh, very good of him.
Well, that's all I had to tell you. After lunch, if you've time, perhaps you'll show me something about feeding the hens.
I say, Grace.
Yes?
Why don't you come too?
Come? Yeah. Come where? Well,
with me to pick up Jane and take her to Hollerton.
Me come? Why, what on earth for?
Well, I thought you might like to, well, see her off. I mean, the sun's shining and it's not a bad morning and... well, won't you?
Well, I'm not sure that my presence would be appreciated.
Oh, yes, but it would.
By whom? You?
Yes.
Safety in numbers, hmm?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, I'll come.
Good.
Pick me up at the house about 10:45 and we'll go down to the Bull together.
Yes, right there, Grace. I'll be there.
Oh, good morning, Phil. Morning, Miss Fairbrother.
Hello.
We called for Jane in her baggage, Sam. Where's she put it?
Oh, it's gone, Phil.
Gone?
Aye, and so she.
What?
Half an hour since. I had car from Ollerton picked her up.
Hired car?
I don't understand. My father told me he'd phoned her and told her she'd be picked up.
Aye, I know, miss. I took the message myself and told her.
Well,
why didn't she wait then?
I don't know. She seemed a bit thoughtful, quiet-like, and then she said, it's very good of them, Sam, but I think I'll order a car from Ollerton all the same.
Well, independent.
Oh, and she left this letter for you, Phil.
Oh, for me? Oh, right. Thanks.
Well, if you'll excuse me, there's a customer waiting in the bar.
Yes, yes, of course.
Oh, something dropped. Here, it's a key.
Oh, yes, that's the key to Mrs. P's cottage. She had some more baggage to pick up there, and she was supposed to return the key to me.
Oh.
Hmm.
Does the letter... does it explain?
Yes, yes, I think it does. It says, goodbyes are usually a great embarrassment to me under certain circumstances... and the certain's underlined.
Mm.
Under certain circumstances, I have been known to come over tearful and emotional. I wouldn't want that to happen again. Not now. Sorry to run away like this, but you do understand, don't you?
We've only been married 3 or 4 weeks and my wife's making up to my farm manager.
Morning, sir. Everything all right?
Fine. No problems. You've got any?
Oh, no, at the moment.
Why, hello there, Flash Old Girl. Certainly changed to see you riding Flash, my dear.
Grace very kindly asked me if I'd like to give the horse a bit of exercise. And myself into the bargain.
Getting very friendly all of a sudden, isn't she?
What nonsense. I think it's very thoughtful of her, and I appreciate it. Well, I must be off anyway, or Flash will be getting chilly. See you at lunch, George. 1 o'clock sharp. But I do mean sharp.
Always bullying me. You see what happens, Philip?
Hmm?
Nicest pie before you marry them. Then they chase you around from morning till night.
Well, it's time somebody did.
All right, up you get, my dear.
Thank you. 1 o'clock, George. Don't forget.
Right.
Bye, Philip.
Goodbye, Mrs. Fairbrother.
Oh, well, funny creatures, women, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Life would be dreary without them, though, I think.
I see what you mean. They're all right so long as you don't try to understand them. That's when you land yourself in trouble.
I couldn't agree more.
Take Grace now. It's about the poultry.
Mm-hmm.
She's cooled off a bit on that job, hasn't she?
Well, to be honest, sir, she's cooled off quite a lot.
I'm not surprised. You should tell her off, you know.
Well, I already have, in a nice way.
Nice way be hanged. Tell her off in a nasty way. She'd take a lot more notice. In any case, she's not experienced enough for the job, is she? Always talking about wanting a job, and when she's got one, she neglects it.
Well, it isn't everybody's idea of fun, poultry keeping.
She shouldn't have taken on the job. You want to talk to her like a Dutch uncle, my lad. She'll take more notice of you than she does of me.
Oh, wouldn't say that.
Well, I would. I think you'd better ring up the Harper Adams College and see whether they've got someone as good as Jane Maxwell.
Right.
But, Philip.
Yes, sir?
This time, choose a girl who's nice and plain and ordinary-looking.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody with a face like the back of a bus. I don't think it pays to mix glamour and poultry, if you see what I mean.
I think I get what you're driving at. Grace, Mum suggested you might like to come to tea at Brookfield tonight. Will you come?
Yes, please.
Good. It'll be just like old times, won't it?
Goodness, it is nice to have you sitting down to tea again, Grace. Just like old times.
I don't feel as though I've been away at all.
I must say you're looking well, Les.
Oh, I feel fine.
You know, Grace, you were a lucky girl to have a holiday abroad.
I suppose I was. But for some reason or other, I don't think I fully appreciated it.
Oh, don't tell Chris that. She thinks it's wonderful to travel the world ever since she's got to know Lady Hileborough.
Chris, do you know, I haven't had a chance to talk to her properly since I've been home. How is she?
Oh, she's quite well.
She said she'd be in for tea, didn't she, Doris?
You've probably got delayed.
Well, she's going to take Lady H's dog back tonight, wasn't
yes,
she?
Yes, that was why she said she'd be back early for tea, to collect him.
Yeah, what's the time, anyway?
Right.
Hey, up, Phil. What? It's gone six. Switch on the news.
Oh, good gracious, yes.
See what Mr. Butler's done for us, or to us.
Well, whatever he says, I've got a feeling it's not going to be very pleasant, Dan.
He's got a devil of a lot of money to get from somewhere. But he'd have a bit of a job to get it from me at the moment, as my bank manager would very soon tell him.
I bet your cigarettes go up.
An income tax.
The Exchequer has proposed in his budget statement cuts in the food subsidies and concessions in income tax, family allowances, and pensions. The income tax proposal is that the single allowance shall be increased from £110 to £120.
Uh-huh.
The married allowance from £190 to £210.
To get married, I can see.
The child allowance from £70 to £85.
Oh, well, that's better anyway.
And the maximum of the allowance would go up from £400 to £450.
Well, milk, meat and flour are all going up in price. I wonder if the farmers are going to get anything out of that increase.
Yeah, I don't know. It won't, I'm afraid. What it will do is make the public realize just what it costs to grow and produce this stuff.
Yeah, that's
well,
true enough.
Never mind. Income tax allowances are up and family allowances have gone from 5 bob to 8 bob, so Jack and Peggy will be pleased about that.
Yeah, and old Walter hasn't got to pay any more for his pipe or his pint, so he'll be pleased about that.
Oh, and now, for goodness sake, let's talk about something else.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Thank goodness you were at Brookfield.
Anytime you want a taxi, just phone through.
Right. Fancy Mum forgetting to give me the vicar's message until that time. Another 2 minutes and I'd have gone away to the Bull to sit there waiting for people who'd never appear.
Any use waiting for you now?
No, look, you carry on, sweetheart. I don't know how long I shall be. Thanks very much for the lift, though.
Well, I'll get off back to Brookfield, then.
To have another quiet chat with Chris, eh?
Any objections?
No, no. I'd like to know what you two are plotting, that's all.
I'm not plotting anything, don't be silly.
Sorry. Wish I hadn't mentioned it. Forget it.
That's all right. It's forgotten.
By the way, Grace, poultry.
Oh, yes, I meant to tell you. You'll have to get someone else, Phil. I shan't have time to carry on with that.
Well, you haven't been putting all that much time into the job, from what I can see.
I've done my best.
Hmm.
I suppose you think it's a pretty poor best.
Why won't you have time to carry on?
Well, because I shan't.
What else will you be doing then?
Oh, look, there's Mike Daly and the vicar. Run along now and talk about cricket. You're late already.
Ah, so you won't talk, eh?
Not at the moment. And I won't pursue this conversation any further, because if we do, we might quarrel, and that'd never do.
Come okay. along now, Philip. The reverend gentleman and myself have been working up an overpowering thrust, waiting on your good telling.
Coming! Oh, cheerio then, Grace. But you be careful what you're up to. And you won't forget, will you, that Dad's absolutely relying on Chris to help him out at Brookfield. Bye for now.
Bye, Phil.
How long have we been sitting here, Jack?
Eh? Oh, 10 minutes.
Oh, feels like a couple of hours.
Why? You're nervous?
Oh, I shall be if I've got to sit here like a dummy much longer. Where is she?
I don't know.
But she's late.
Yes. Oh, relax. The organist knows another piece.
Look, everybody's whispering.
Well, it isn't the first time a bride's been late. Relax.
Hey, it's all right for you. It's not your blessed wedding.
Never seen you in a nervous state like this before.
Well, give us a bit of moral support. Look, even the vicar's looking at his watch.
I say, Mrs. Archer, I'm terribly sorry for Phil waiting there like that.
Well, what's happened, Mrs. Fairbrother? Wasn't Grace ready?
Yes, absolutely ready. That's why I don't understand it. She was in the hall with her bridesmaids, all ready to get into the car, when I came away.
Well.
Sounds like a card arriving now.
Oh, do go and see if it's them, Dan.
One of the ushers will go.
Well, it can't be. The bride or the organist would have changed it too.
Oh, go and see.
Oh, all right.
Of course, something like this would happen.
Well, none of the guests appear to be terribly worried. They're quite amused.
The only worried one is Philip, poor lad.
Yes.
Chris and the other bridesmaids are waiting in the bar.
Oh, yes, but where's the bride?
Coming along. Apparently, the starter of the bride's car got jammed just as they were starting up to leave the house. The rocket free.
Oh, no. Oh,
George would be pleased.
Oh, here they come. I must get back to my place.
Altar, eh? Oh, am I glad to see you.
So am I. Sorry. I love you. Explanations later.
Yeah, all right.
Would you just hand your flowers to your chief bridesmaid, please, and take off your gloves. That's right. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable state. Philip Walter, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep thee only unto her so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
Grace, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou obey him and serve him, love, honor and keep him in sickness and in health?
I will.
Well, now, last Friday, Mr. Fairbrother offered Phil a directorship sometime in the future when he gets round to forming a company to take care of the farm business. So to celebrate this, Phil decides to take Grace away for a long weekend to the seaside. And when they arrived there, they found young Isabel Workman the wife of a fisherman away at sea, who was supposed to give him a room, they found Isabel in bed with a scalded foot. Of course, Grace insists on taking charge of the household and Isabel's baby for the weekend. And we start this evening with Isabel saying goodbye to Grace and Phil.
Oh, well, I've got the bag packed.
Honestly, I feel awful about this.
Oh.
You've done nothing but work and look after the baby all the weekend.
Oh, don't worry, we enjoyed it. Makes a change.
Yes. It might at the present. You wait till you get a couple of kids of your own.
Ah, that'll be the day.
Toothbrushes.
Pardon?
Toothbrushes. Have you remembered to put them in?
Well, they're in the case. Oh, no, I can't think they're still in the bathroom.
I don't know. These men, worse than children, got to be behind them all the time, haven't you, Isabel?
Yes.
I'll go and get them.
All right. Anything you want before we go, Isabel?
No, thanks. I say, you have been good to me. Oh. You've no idea how awful I feel about this weekend.
Oh, don't worry about it. Made me feel sort of domesticated pushing a pram about.
Well, I'm surprised how baby took to Grace.
Mm.
He isn't usually so good with strangers.
Yeah, she's got talents I never knew existed.
Toothbrushes. And that's everything.
Ah, good.
That's it. Well, we'll say goodbye, Isabel, and thank you for a lovely weekend.
Oh, it wasn't really.
It was. It was a marvellous break, wasn't it, Phil?
Yeah,
it
certainly was. Cheerio, Isabel.
Goodbye.
Let us know when you score the other foot.
I certainly will. Well, goodbye, Isabel.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Safe journey home.
Thanks.
Phil back, Dan.
Yes, I saw Phil for a second or two.
Oh, did they have a nice time?
Oh, from what he says, they spent all their time baby minding and looking after the house.
Oh?
Grace's friend had scalded her foot and her husband was away.
Oh, I say, what a rotten shame. They must have had a thoroughly disappointing weekend.
Oh, I don't know. Phil spoke as though they enjoyed it.
Baby minding, eh?
Ah.
Ah, and they enjoyed it. Now, that might be the best thing that could have happened.
Eh?
Well, they wouldn't have enjoyed it if Grace hadn't been perfectly happy. And if Grace was perfectly happy baby-minding, why then?
Why then what?
Never you mind.
I don't know about you, Mum. I bet she starts knitting tiny woolen garments within the week. And all because Isabel Workman scolded her for nothing of the sort. I never said a word. All I said...
Ah, there she is. Hunched up over a hot little stove, getting the old man's supper ready.
Oh, don't be a clock. Finished for the day?
Yeah. Anything new?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, what's for supper tonight? Sausage and mash, faggots and peas.
Wait and see. There. Look. Is that to your taste?
Partridge? Oh, wacko. You've been poaching.
You seem to forget my father owns most of the shooting round here, young man.
Oops. Beg your pardon.
Go on. Get yourself washed. It's just ready.
All right. Sink cut up with saucepans and paraphernalia.
You could wash in the bathroom, of course.
I miss all the cooking smells. Oh, no fear.
What have you been doing till now?
Oh, getting everything ready for the autumn sale tomorrow. I've quite a bit to go. 15 cows culled out, 25 in-calf heifers, 8 barreners and 2 yearling bulls. Ought to bring in quite a crowd.
Oh, good. You calf.
Oh, it's all right. There's one thing I like more than a partridge. It's a brace of them.
You know, I think I'll send a couple to Isabel Workman, just as a gesture.
Oh, yes, why not? Oh, best cutlery and glass out on the table, too, eh? What are we celebrating?
Nothing. I just thought it would look rather nice.
Well, it does, too. Oh, good Lord, and wine.
I went home and raided Daddy's cellar.
Ah, clever girl. Hey, come here a minute.
Well, something wrong?
Absolutely nothing. This is for being a clever girl.
The partridge will get cold. Don't want it to spoil after all my slaving over the stove, do you?
Oh, no, of course not. A beano like this is sort of extending the holiday. A good weekend, wasn't it?
Lovely.
I didn't mind pram pushing a bit. Do you think anybody thought it was ours? What's the matter?
Mm?
Well, I made a gag. No reaction.
Oh, I was just thinking.
Well, what about?
Well... I don't know. I suppose it's silly, really, but, well, having to take care of Isabel's baby over the weekend and all that...
Yeah?
I think perhaps you were right after all, Phil, and I was wrong.
Hmm. What about?
Waiting 5 years.
Huh?
For a family of our own.
Oh.
I mean, it's been rather selfish on my part to insist on waiting a while. I'm beginning to realize that now, and the weekend rather brought it home to me. Well... I didn't do too badly managing Isabel's baby, did I?
Too badly?
Why, you're an absolute natural.
Yes. That's what I'm beginning to feel myself. You were right, sir. Let's forget all this waiting 5 years nonsense.
Promises to be a pretty good evening. Thanks for suggesting it, Phil.
Think nothing of it, John.
Are we celebrating anything or anything great?
Well, we can if you like. Let's try to think of something to celebrate. Any suggestions?
What about Princess Ira's wedding?
Fair enough.
Wonderful. Guests in a fleet of gondolas, with the gondoliers in white trousers, golden embroidered short jackets, and scarlet sash.
Cool. Hijinks like that going on. It surprises me that nobody fell in the drink.
You never know. Somebody's probably awash.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Reggie.
Now, look, do you folks want to order now, or will you eat later?
A bit later. Everybody?
Yeah,
we'll have another drink and a bit of a natter first, Reggie.
Okay. How'd you get on with your autumn sale, Phil?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Autumn sale. You know, it's so mild, it doesn't seem a bit like autumn yet, does it?
The wind's getting up a little now, though. Had gale warnings today in some areas.
Rockall, Hebrides, and Mallet.
That's it. Rockall, that's the place the Navy's just taken over in the Queen's name, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's only a tiny island about 80 feet across. What use is that?
Oh, they're probably starting a new housing scheme there for puffins and guillemots. Oh, I was looking for Burgess and MacLean.
No, but what are they doing, Reggie, seriously?
Well, they're annexing the island to prevent it being used as a base for guided missiles or something.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at that now. Anybody else for another? Carol?
I'd love one.
John?
Please.
Grace?
Oh, confound it. I've lost an earring.
Where? In here?
No. I have a feeling it came off as I was getting out of the car.
Oh, well, look, I'll go and have a look.
Oh, no, you carry on and get the drinks. I'm almost sure I'll find it on the floor of the car. Shall be a moment.
Right, dear.
I feel rather undressed without it.
Oh, dear.
Well, same again then, Reggie, please, all round. Have one yourself.
Oh, bless you with those few kind words.
Well, now, John, let's get back to business. You want to borrow our lorry on Saturday week for how long? 2 hours?
A couple of hours in the morning should do nicely.
Do you want the driver as well?
No, thanks. I can drive it myself. Well, if I can be trusted.
Fair enough.
It should be quite a do, this fate field day and concert of yours, John. I wouldn't be surprised to see you raise more than enough money for the village hall roof repairs.
Just pray we don't get rained out on the day, that's all.
Everybody,
Hello, what's up with Grace?
Oh, do come quickly! The stables are on fire!
The what?
What happened, Grace?
The whole loft ablaze! Hey? Come on, quickly! Help me with the horse!
Oh, Grace, what's going on?
Look, what's all the commotion?
Fire, Reggie! The stables are going up. Now ring for the fire brigade straight away, will you? Right away.
Oh, my gosh, it's going up like a torch.
We must get the horses out.
I have to work fast, then.
Listen to him. Poor devils.
Yes, any water about?
There's a tap over there.
Right, it'll need more than that to stop this lot, though. Oh, crikey, the heat.
Get some water, Carol. Sparks dropping through onto the night bag.
Yes, right.
Hurry! The loft floor of the blaze.
What?
Easy, then, Cavalier. Easy.
Hey, mind they don't lash out, Grace. They're panicky.
Now, come on, boy. Out you come.
I've got some water. Seems so useless, just a bucket full.
Are they all out yet?
No, there's more inside. John?
Yep.
You're not so used to them as we are.
Up.
We'll get them out of the stables to you and Carol, and then you take them away.
Right.
Steady, Flash. Steady.
Hey, watch her, Grace. She's terrified.
Oh, my God, this is ghastly. Get out of it, quickly.
This is the fellow and Judy in those boxes at the end.
Yes, all right, but you get out, Grace. Go on, get out.
Look, can you take the pony?
Yes, I'll try. Now, come on, steady, Judy, steady. It's all right, old girl.
Oh, part of the ceiling fallen. It started the straw in the boxes near the door. We'll have a hell of a job getting the horses past.
Well, drive them. Now, come on, get up. Go on, stupid, move.
Bill!
Stand clear, Grace. We're coming out in a rush.
I won't budge. They're jibbing at that blade in the box. Now, come on, Judy.
Sling your coat over her head. Now, come on.
All out now.
Yes, take these two. Okay, I've got Judy.
I've got the other.
It's an inferno in there. They must be as dry as a tinder. Come on, get well away.
Midnight! Midnight!
Woo! Oh, my gosh, we're lucky to get him out.
Yes, certainly were.
What's up?
Midnight couldn't have been tidied. Look, she's going back into the stable.
What?
No, Grace! No, don't do it!
She's going in after midnight.
Grace! Grace! Grace, come back! The roof's collapsing! For God's sake, Grace, come back!
Look at that roof. It's caving.
Horrible.
Phil!
Phil, you fool!
Let me go! Grace is in there! Let me go, blast it, John!
Now, look, Phil, it's suicide if you go in.
Grace! Grace! Phil, you madman!
Don't let him!
Phil! Phil!
And look out! Midnight's gone crazy!
Where are you? Near the deck. I can't see. Grace! Grace! Oh, my God! Grace! Where is she?
Well, she may have gone out through the tech room window.
No! She must have... There, look! Under that beam.
God.
Get it off her! Go and help me! Get it off!
Heave! Righto! Oh, I can't budge it!
Well, harder! Harder! Go on, heave, blast you! Pull your guts out!
Help! Hurry, Reggie, for God's sake!
You keep yelling!
Here we are, here! Now buck up!
I can see you!
It's truth! Oh, look, the straw underneath her! It's getting a light! Stamp on it! Don't let the fire get to her!
All right, Phil, all right. Now get on this beam and heave, Reggie.
Yeah.
It's coming! A bit more! All together! Heave! Now, Phil, you get it up while Reggie and I are holding it up!
Grace!
Come on, back up! We can't hold it much longer!
All right! Got her!
Now get her!
Anything we can do? Anybody call the brigade?
Oh, hello, Mr. Archer.
Hello.
Saw the blaze from town to village and you come straight up.
Anybody call the brigade?
Yes, yes, I did.
By George, it's going, isn't it? Take more than us to put that lot out.
Well, we'd better do something.
We can't run our own hoses out.
And the horses have to be attended to. And where the devil are Phil and Grace? They got out, didn't they?
Hey, what do you mean?
Well, Grace went back in there after midnight, and Phil followed her.
Well, now, they got out, surely.
You mean to say
no,
that...
No, they must have got
water.
Out.
Yes,
water.
Yes, Reggie, lad, yes.
Now, look, be a good scout and go across to the house. See if Phil's taken Grace there and make sure somebody's called an ambulance.
Right, all
ambulance?
Right.
What the devil...
Are they hurt? What happened, John?
Well, part of the roof collapsed as she went in. One of the old beams must have struck her as it fell. It was sort of wedged against the wall, and she was lying under it.
Is she hurt badly?
Not so far as we could see. Probably just knocked out cold.
But the fire, was she...
No, didn't touch her.
Oh, thank heaven for that. Well, come on, Tom, let's do something.
Any more holes, Walter?
No, Tom, I can't find none.
Well, there's a standpipe over there. The blasted hose won't reach.
How much of that tackle did you manage to get out?
Not a lot. Hooked a bit out through the broken window with a hay rake, and then the flames drove us back.
Oh. Listen a minute. Ah, that's the fire engine now.
Kind of took them above 15 minutes to come from Hollerton.
Oh.
That's darn good going.
Hey, ambulance too, by the sound on it.
Keep out of the road and let them get at
right,
it.
Right.
Tom?
Yes, Dan?
Show where the water is, will you?
Righto. Water's over here, you chaps.
Righto, thanks.
Stay here, Walter. Do what you can to help, will you?
Righto, Dan, lad.
Will you take the ambulance up to the house? I'll come with you and show you.
Right, jump on.
I'd better give Christine a ring, hadn't I, Mr. Archer?
Perhaps you'd better.
Mr. Archer, where's Grace?
They're just bringing her out on a stretcher.
Still out, didn't she?
Looks like it. Poor thing.
I say, Phil. Phil, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. Thanks for helping me, John.
Oh, that's nothing. Couldn't do much else.
You'll be going in with her, eh, lad?
Yeah.
All right, sir. If you're ready to get aboard.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I'll never play badminton again. What a fool I was to go out.
Oh, don't be daft, love. Nobody knew the place was going to catch fire now, did they?
I just don't understand how it happened. The loft went up first, you say?
Aye, so I believe. I heard one of the firemen saying something about a bonfire somewhere near.
A bonfire?
Aye. Reggie's chaps were sweeping up the leaves yesterday. A bit of wind got up. Mind you, I'm not saying that's how it happened, but if the wind had taken a spark up into the hayloft...
Yes, it could quite easily happen.
Yes, it's easily done.
Oh, had somebody just come in? Not Mum, surely. It's too early for her to be back.
Yeah, might be your Uncle Tom or Phil, perhaps.
Oh, it's Phil.
Yeah, didn't expect you back quite so soon. Chris and I was... Phil. Phil there. What's gone wrong?
in my arms. On the way to hospital. She's dead.
Ah, there you are, Chris. Just going to see about a spot of breakfast, are you? Good job I caught you. Could you mind put an extra rasher or two to make a sandwich for Simon, will you? He's come up to give me a hand, you see.
Dad, honestly.
What?
At a time like this, you talk about rashers of bacon. Haven't you got any feeling?
Yes. Yes, love, I think so. My feelings are just the same as anybody else's.
I've certainly got no appetite.
Now, look, my dear. What good do you reckon you're doing anybody by taking that attitude?
Well, it's natural enough, isn't it?
Aye, but not very helpful. Not to anybody. Now, look, me and Simon there in the milking shed, we've got the same feelings as you and everybody else, but we've still had to carry on milking, just the same as you've had to carry on feeding and watering those horses you've got there.
Well, I didn't say anything about not doing the milking or not feeding the horses, did I? Of course those jobs have got to be done.
Aye, and the same applies to breakfast and housework and ploughing and muck spreading and everything else, Chris. Life must go on, my love. It's heartbreaking and dreadful. But it's not the end of the world. Life must go on for you, for Phil, for all of us. So let's all get busy and do something to help it.
But, Dad, why should a thing like this have to happen to us? Why? Why should it happen to us?
Things like this are happening to people every day, Chris. Every day of the week. Somebody somewhere has a thing just like this to face up to and contend with. Now, why should we consider ourselves any different from other people just because we're the Archer family? We're not any different, you know. So, this thing happens to us now. And all we can do is the same as other folks somehow manage to do in similar circumstances. Just carry on.